All right, so did I have Sally White on the line? And she is founder, CEO, and chief relationship officer over at Echo Wolf Solutions. Sally, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Adam. It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm so excited to be on this morning. I'm very excited about your show and all the wonderful things you're doing. Thank you.
All right, Sally. So we have a great topic today, building and nurturing your wolf pack, creating authentic relationships, and adding lifetime value as an executive connector and force multiplier. And I'm in because that is exactly what you are, is a force multiplier. And I guess maybe just to get us kicked off, I mean, your LinkedIn profile says you're a trusted advisor, profitability force multiplier, executive business, brand and MarTech strategist, Uber connector. I mean, the list goes on and on. I just have to ask you, like, so what does this mean, this brand that you've created for yourself?
So what it really means is I connect people with other people who are interested in services, products, solutions. I'm very blessed to know a lot of various individuals and companies based on my past work experiences. And so I've actually created what we all do in life. So we all have relationships. We all have areas where we're trusted in. We all want to help other people, I believe, and we all have sort of innovation and creativity. And so what I've been able to do, thanks to many of my friends and mentors, is to been able to create a business to doing that.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you essentially you fix problems. Number one, you connect people, you help people with different services. Can you give us a kind of a flavor of what clients hire you to do? Because I know you do a lot of things, but like, what would a typical like client journey look like with you?
Sure. Absolutely. And it really varies because, you know, connecting people in relationships really transcend industries. But I started out in the utility industry, nuclear power specifically, and I was working with a company that did software. And the CEO and president sold his company for $700 million, and he restarted this other software company, actually called Devonway. So he invited me to be part of that company. So he and I would go around the country connecting with various people at conferences and the like, and we would invite them to, you know, check out our solutions that would really add value. And so that really connected me and helped me understand their various types of problems that exist. Some are sort of regulatory problems, right? Some are software problems. Some are people. And really applying software and tools and technology and people to kind of solve those problems is where I really kind of got started in being able to do this. And then started Echo Wolf Solutions in 2016.
Are there any particular niches that you work with more than others, or maybe size of companies, or like what's a good, typically have you found is a good fit to work with you and your team?
Sure, absolutely. So I work with individuals that may not be able to hire a chief marketing officer, or maybe not be able to hire an agency, or someone to do cybersecurity. So what the wolf pack is, and I really have a wolf, don't tell anyone, I call him a Siberian Shepherd Husky mix for obvious reasons. But wolves are very, you know, they're very loyal and they have pack mentality. And in wolves, you know, Adam, in the wild, there are different members of the wolves. There are some wolves that are sort of the nurturing mother wolves. There are some that are comic wolves. There's anti-wolves. Not all wolves in that environment have to be the CEO. And so what I do is I look at various individuals who can add value to customers, clients, midsize in those different areas. And then I connect people with the best and the brightest based on budget, resources, and the like. So I'm really, when I talk about connector, It probably doesn't matter what someone would ask for. I could find someone to do that. But to answer your question specifically, started out in kind of a utility, high reliability organization industry. So things where if something goes bump in the night, it can be kind of challenging.
Wow. And so looking at what's next for Echo Wolf Solutions, like, how do you, and I'm always curious about this because I've met, you know, some people, they just have this knack of connecting people and solving problems like you do. And I've seen people that have built, you know, really successful businesses doing this. But I find that it's always like, if you think, well, this is the way I look at it. If you think that the normal, like, business world moves fast or changes or, like, solutions change quick, and you're, you know, when you're fixing problems at the rate that you are, I argue that that change happens even faster. How do you stay ahead of this curve? Like, whether it's in MarTech or other things, like, how do you stay on the forefront of that?
That's a really good question. It's actually challenging. Personally, I could not begin to consume all the podcasts and all the
Exactly.
documents,
It's
right? I
hard.
mean, like your
Exactly. That's
podcast,
my point. It's
right?
hard.
And so what I do is I'm very blessed to know a lot of the chairmen, CEOs, and executives in this country. I mean, people who run utility companies, people who run some of the largest software companies. I mean, so because of kind of my past background, I'm able to kind of connect with those individuals. And obviously, if I introduced you to the chairman and CEO of, you know, Dominion Power, I mean, that individual or the chairman and CEO of Duke, she's not going to say, yes, Adam, come do a podcast for our company. However, because I have a relationship and I nurtured it, which is the key, she will say, Sally, why don't you have Adam talk to this person? She's on my senior leadership staff, or he can help. And so prior to COVID, I was going to 2 and 3 conferences a week all over the country and just connecting and building relationships, because it really is about relationships. And in the Wolfpack and everywhere else, we have to surround ourselves with people who are way smarter than we are. I mean, way smarter. So that those individuals, when called upon, can add the expertise that our friends, clients, families need in the time of need. So I read a lot. I consume a lot of information. I think you saw on my website page, it says I'm an episcopomyceliac, and that means I'm obsessed with knowledge. I'm always learning. However, I can't possibly learn everything that my clients need to know. So I have lots of really smart people in the pack and around me that I can call upon to share their wisdom knowledge.
What's interesting to you right now? I mean, you have a unique vantage point. You have unique problems that you're looking to solve. Like, just what motivates you? Like, what's interesting that you're seeing?
Sure. So what's really interesting right now is I actually have a new client, and she is seriously a unicorn. She's an adolescent child adult psychiatrist, Harvard trained, here in Park City, very successful. However, she and many, many really smart industry pundits and think tank individuals believe that the next pandemic, Adam, is going to be wellness and healthcare. And right now, I quite frankly, kids and others aren't doing too well. I mean, even people who are doing really well successfully with the situation we've been in the last year, it's very challenging. So what she's having me do, and I'm just very passionate about it because of healthcare, she's having me help extend her footprint as well as other individuals who help individuals. And it's really great for me because I actually wanted to be a physician, a psychiatrist, you know, back in the day. And then I started working at Mrs. Fields Cookies. And, you know, I think this was like in the 80s. And I said to Debbie Fields, there's a woman on television. I think that she might like our cookies. I don't know anything about her. Her name's Oprah. Right?
Oh, stop.
I'm serious. And then Debbie cooked one smart cookie. But anyway, so we get the cookies on Oprah, and I find this passion for sort of, you know, marketing and that type of thing. So I pivoted my career from medical to being kind of, you know, marcom, digital marketing, et cetera. And of course, back in the day, there wasn't anything like we have now. But the point of all that is we never know, Adam, where that next opportunity to be of service and add value is going to come from. Whether it's a friend, and I believe that everything we've done in our lives thus far have prepared us for what we're doing right this minute. So what really excites me is looking at areas where I can be of service, where I can add value to people. I give a lot of things away. I'm really blessed in this, you know, place where it's not like I have to do this in order to sort of feed my wolf, right? So I'm really blessed in that I can share with people on LinkedIn, and I love sharing how to start people's own business, how to connect. And that way as well. So that's what really excites me, is to be able to share knowledge and insights and add value.
That is exciting, Sally. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this right now and they want to learn more about working with you and your team and really, you know, getting into the wolf pack, right? Let's just call it what it is. I'm excited.
Sure.
So how do people follow up? Like, what's the best way for them to do that? Like, give us some info there.
Sure. So they can, of course, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm not sure if you provide those links, but it's really easy to find.
It'll be on the show notes, but yeah, absolutely. And I was able to find you pretty easy, by the way, for the side for anybody listening. So I just put in Sally White, and then I started typing in Echo, and like Echo Wolf, and it came right up. So very easy.
Yeah, very good. So that's one great way. If people want to email me directly, absolutely fine. Sally at echowolf.solutions. And it's not .com, it's not .org, not .gov. It's .solutions. It's kind of one of those new innovative emails. Sally at echowolf.solutions. That's another way they can connect with me. I'm on, you know, Twitter and Facebook. And you know, however people are comfortable, I'm delighted to have them reach out. It's always a gift when I get to connect with people and be of service in any way I can.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sally. So love what you're doing over at Echo Wolf Solutions and being of service and connecting people and really just providing value. I mean, it's the core of business, and I'm excited about what you're doing. So again, thank you, Sally, for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure having you on. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener, return visitor, have more great guests like Sally coming up for you. And Sally, thanks again for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Adam. Appreciate it.